Anchorage Mayor Dan Sullivan presented a grim picture to the city this week. Sullivan says the estimated 2011 costs of current services in the city are $448 million. That figure presents a gap of somewhere between $18 million and $18.5 million in city revenues and city expenses next year. And those numbers are dependent on a possible hike in city property taxes. Mayor Dan Sullivan.
For example, if we raise property taxes by 3%, we'd still be about $18.5 million in the hole. If we didn't raise property taxes at all and kept them the same level, we'd be over $20 million in deficit. And if we taxed to the tax cap, we'd still be over $8.5 million in deficit. So under different scenarios, there's still a significant gap in the budget, even if we taxed up to the tax cap, which I'm not inclined to do.
Sullivan says he is not proposing a property tax increase at this time. He says that is up to the city assembly. But Sullivan says he's not opposed to a city sales tax as a means of increasing revenues.
Well, it takes a 60% vote of the people, and that's been on the ballot four times before and has never gotten close to 60%. But maybe the timing is better now. Maybe people are realizing that having a diversified revenue stream for the city makes sense. I think it does. So it takes, the assembly to put it on the ballot in the first place, and then it takes the 60% vote. So it's not an easy thing to accomplish, but I certainly think it probably makes sense. You would then capture revenues from your commuters, your seasonal workers, your visitors, all of whom use city services, but really don't pay for the pleasure. So I think it's probably a good way to balance out your revenue stream.
City budget preparations are underway now, although the proposed budget will not be presented to the assembly until October 1st. Sullivan says his administration is in the middle of a two-year plan to return the city to fiscal stability. The 2011 budget will require some difficult choices regarding which services to provide and at what level, he says. Sullivan says factors complicating the 2011 budget are pay raises mandated by city labor contracts and increases to the cost of employee health insurance. He says planned efficiencies include performance measures in government in which departments set and monitor the accomplishment of goals.
We're also looking at consolidations in the public works, community planning departments. We've done some reorganization there, which actually will result in some immediate savings of over $600,000 because of the reorganization. And then we're looking at consolidating IT functions, payroll functions. Those are going to take some investment in new equipment and software, but those will pay off in the long run to the tune of many millions of dollars. It's just those are the kind of savings you won't see for the immediate future, but will ultimately lead to a healthier city budget situation.
The mayor says he's hearing from Anchorage residents about financial problems caused by the economic slowdown of the past couple of years. Community members recently were asked to weigh in on potential revenue shortfalls and tax scenarios during the city's community budget dialogues. A final report detailing results of those sessions is expected later this month. I'm Ellen Lockyer.